Welcome to this podcast by the Caboolture Gospel Church. For more information about us, head to www.caboolturechurch.com.au.
Amen. God bless you. Welcome tonight. Isn't it great to be in church on a Sunday night? Amen. It's always great to be in church. It's always great to be with God's people, being able to worship together, interact together. You've got a great cafe there making coffee, and there's the smell of coffee in the church. It's always a good thing. Some churches spend thousands of dollars trying to get the right scent for church. You know what I mean? You've got to get the right smell in church. I never thought about getting the right smell. But if we're going to ever have the right smell in church, it's going to be a coffee smell in the name of Jesus. There's an anointing that comes in the church when you smell coffee. Can I hear an amen? Amen. It's fantastic. I love spending time with you guys. Like I said, we've got to know Jared a few years ago, and been spending some time with you, with your team, and just feel blessed to be connected with you guys. You know, it's just, I just love the way God brings people together, like mind, like heart, and same sense of humor. Jared laughs at my jokes, I laugh at his jokes, and it's great. You know, it's just fantastic when I meet people like that. So I've got a thought I want to share with you tonight, and it's kind of connects in with what I shared this morning, and it's kind of a basic message. It's a simple message, and I know many of you guys are kind of grounded in the church and been here for many years, and so I'm not going to share anything new, but I just pray that the Holy Spirit would speak to us. I believe that there are times as a church where we need to be reminded of the fundamentals, about the non-negotiables, about how we do church. This morning we spoke about the Great Commission, what the mission and the vision of the church. Never get distracted from what the mission and the vision of the church is. Go and make disciples of all nations. And I just pray that we would never forget that. And there's another issue or another fundamental that I believe that we need to be reminded of. And that's that as a church, we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit. And so if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. If we're going to speak about the Holy Spirit, we definitely need to go to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 2, 17 and 18. Bible says this, familiar scripture. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, we come before you tonight in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you for your church. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that is present here tonight, Lord God. And we want to hear from you, Lord God. We want to hear your voice above all else tonight. We know that every time you speak, something changes in our lives. As we reflect on our own lives, there have been significant moments where you've spoken to us, and every time you've spoken, something's changed, something's shifted in our hearts and in our lives. And so I pray that tonight, in these next 30 minutes, as we gather together as the church, Lord God, we want to hear from you. And our prayer, Lord, is that you would speak a word into our hearts, trigger something in our hearts. Let there be a prompting of the Holy Ghost, I pray tonight, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for what you're going to do amongst us in Jesus' name. Amen. I understand that the theme on the Sunday nights has been not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It comes out of Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The words of the Apostle Paul, who spoke and said, you know, there's power in the gospel. And I want to kind of continue with this theme tonight, and I want to tackle it from another perspective. I want to kind of tackle it from a different perspective. And in particular, I want to look at a phrase that appears in the book of Acts, And it's a phrase, it's a simple phrase, four words, and it says, "And the Spirit said," and the Spirit said. One of the things that we believe as Pentecostals is that the Spirit speaks today. How many people believe that the Holy Spirit still speaks today, that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us today? More than ever, what we need to do is hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. More than ever, we want to hear what God is saying to the church, because we want to see a move of God above all else. We want to see the Holy Spirit. You know, as we look at the last days, how many people believe we're living in the last days? I mean, some of the crazy things that we're seeing happening all around the world, in the Middle East and you know, world leaders and so on. I mean, it's crazy some of the things that are happening. And kind of there's a sense that we are living in the last days. And the Bible says that, you know, in the last days, we're going to see a lot of, you know, strange things. You know, there's going to be some terrible times in the last days. And, you know, I hear a lot of Christians, you know, talking the doom and the gloom, you know, the last days are terrible and it's going to be bad. I mean, all we need to do is look at the election in America and we kind of see, you know, oh my Lord, would Jesus help us? We don't know what's going to happen in the next few years either way. And, you know, a lot of people are talking doom and gloom about the last days. And the Bible tells us there's going to be terrible times in the last days. But listen to this. The Bible also says that in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And the Bible says that in the last days, God, there's going to be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on all flesh, on all people. And I don't know about you, I want to be a part of what the Holy Spirit is doing in the last days. I want to be a part, I want to be in the middle of what the Holy Spirit is doing in the last days. Wherever the Holy Spirit is going, I want to be going wherever the Holy Spirit is going. I want to be sensitive to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. We sing a song at our church, you know, if the Spirit goes left, I want to go left. And if the Spirit goes right, I want to go right. I don't care where the Spirit is going, I want to follow the Holy Spirit. I want to see what the Holy Spirit is doing. And one of the things that we believe as Pentecostals is we believe that the Spirit speaks today. We believe that the Spirit speaks to us as individuals, they can speak to us as churches, and also can speak to us as a movement. And so if we're going to see a move of God, then we need to be sensitive to the leadings of the Holy Spirit. So I want to speak about, in the context of this, I want to speak about four words that appear on four occasions in the book of Acts. And it's this simple phrase, "And the Spirit said." It was the Holy Spirit that was leading the book of Acts. And I just want to kind of pull out this phrase that appears four times in the book of Acts. And I pray that it's going to speak to us even here tonight. First time that this phrase actually appears is in Acts chapter 8 and verse 29, and it says this. It was in relation to the Ethiopian eunuch, and it says, "Then the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go near and overtake this chariot.'" And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." Second time is found in Acts chapter 10, verse 19, and it says, "While Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, 'Behold, three men are seeking you. Arise, therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them.'" So while Peter thought about it, he has a vision, while he thought about this, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are seeking you, go with them." Subsequently, Peter reports back to Jerusalem as he goes to them, "Then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing." Third time the phrase actually appears is in Acts chapter 13, and they ministered to the Lord and fasted. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." That's Acts chapter 13. And one final time that it appears is in Acts chapter 21 and verse 11. "When he," that is Agabus, "had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said, 'Thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews of Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles.'" So four times that this phrase appears in the book of Acts, "And the Spirit said," four times. And as we look at these scriptures, I want to kind of draw out some pretty simple observations out of these scriptures that I pray are going to speak to us here tonight. And I pray that are going to guide us and lead us and speak to us even as we explore this. The first kind of observation that comes out of these four scriptures is, what would have happened if the Spirit had not spoken, or if the Spirit had spoken but not been obeyed? What would have happened if the Spirit had not spoken, or if the Spirit had spoken and not been obeyed? Well, if the Spirit had not spoken, the Ethiopian would have returned to his country without understanding Isaiah chapter 53. He had gone to Jerusalem to worship, no doubt, had observed all the rituals, but he was not satisfied. He wanted more. And there was a hunger in him for more. And there he is on the side of the road. He's reading Isaiah chapter 53. We don't exactly know why, but we know that he was reading Isaiah 53, and he has no clue what he's reading, no understanding about what he's reading. No one had bothered to explain to him the gospel message, and the Lord wanted to reach the Gentile world. And here was this Ethiopian who had been open to the gospel. And when the Lord wants to do something great, he begins with something small. Can I hear an amen? He usually starts with something small. Before he reaches the many, he reaches the one. And the Spirit said, go to the chariot and stay near it. And here was Philip, who was sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And here was this man who was needing to hear more about the gospel. He needed an explanation of the gospel. And he says to Philip, the Spirit says to Philip, go near the chariot and stay near it. If the Spirit had not spoken, Cornelius and his house would not have been saved. They would not have received the Holy Spirit. Kind of read about that in the book of Acts. It was through Cornelius that the Gentile world was accepted into God's family, all because one man was open to hear what the Holy Spirit was saying. And the Spirit said to him while he was in prayer, I want you to go with the men that are downstairs. I want you to follow them. And because he obeyed the Holy Spirit, the Gentile world came to a knowledge of Christ. If the Spirit had not spoken, then none of the missionary journeys would not have happened. None of the churches spoken about in the New Testament would have been found. No Luke, Acts, because it was during one of these missionary journeys that Paul meets Luke, who writes a large portion of the whole New Testament. All of that would have been wiped out if the Spirit had not spoken, or if the Spirit had spoken and yet not been obeyed. It was in one of those prayer meetings as they were worshiping and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart from me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work of the ministry. And it was one of those prayer meetings that they were sent off into a missionary journey where many cities and nation and came to a knowledge of Christ. If the Spirit had not spoken, then Paul had not obeyed, he would not have been in prison. If he had not been in prison, we would have been left without the Pauline letters. We would have been left without the example of Paul, who even in suffering remained faithful to God. And so we know that it was during, while he was in prison, that he wrote many of the Pauline letters. And so the question is this for us: is the Spirit speaking to us today? Is the Holy Spirit speaking to us today? Is the Holy Spirit speaking to us, to you and to me? Sometimes we can become so busy doing so many activities, but what the church needs today more than ever, I believe, is to hear what the Spirit is saying. We need to be sensitive to the leadings of the Holy Spirit. In the midst of everything that we're doing, in the midst of the activities that we're doing, we need to be sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. What is the Spirit saying to us? What is the Spirit saying to the church? Seven times in the letters to the churches in the book of Revelation, it ends with, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. He who has an ear, let him hear, let him listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. I pray that we would be sensitive to what the Spirit is saying to us as a church. What ministries are dormant because we're not listening to the Spirit? What churches will never be planted? What missionaries won't be sent out because we're not listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying? I believe more than ever the Holy Spirit is wanting to reach that Ethiopian, that one person. The Holy Spirit is wanting us to reach that one person. He sees what no one else can see, which is the second point. But the Holy Spirit is wanting to reach out to that one person. Would we be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is saying, to the leadings of the Holy Spirit? And that's the second observation from this passage, is that the Spirit sees things that we don't see. The Holy Spirit can see things that we actually can't see. If we continue to ignore the voice of the Spirit, we will only do things that we can see or that we can understand with our own mind. Philip didn't see the Ethiopian eunuch standing on the side of the road. He couldn't see his heart. He couldn't see what he was going through. He couldn't see what was happening inside of him, how open he was to the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the Holy Spirit could. The Holy Spirit could see exactly what was going on inside of him. And so he leads Philip to him. Peter didn't see the opportunity before him through the messengers that had come from Cornelius. Peter couldn't see the household of Cornelius, their openness to the gospel, what God was wanting to do through them. Peter couldn't see any of that, but the Holy Spirit could. Holy Spirit could actually see that. Barnabas and Saul had no idea where they were going. The Barnabas and Saul had no idea. They couldn't see what God could see. They couldn't see the cities that were going to be turned around through the gospel of Jesus Christ. They couldn't see any of that. But the Holy Spirit could. The Holy Spirit could see exactly what was going on. Spirit-led people are open to go where the Spirit is leading. Paul couldn't imagine what Agabus spoke about and what was going to happen to him and the difficulties that he was going to go through over the next 5 years. He had no idea. He couldn't see any of that. We cannot see the future, but the Holy Spirit sees. And how sensitive we need to be to the Holy Spirit. More than ever, we need to be open to hear what the Spirit is saying to us. Because the Holy Spirit can see things that we can't see. The Holy Spirit can see the future that we can't see ourselves. We need to take time to hear the voice of the Spirit and allow the Spirit to direct us to people and to places we have no idea existed. There's a story about David Wilkinson. It was February 1958. A young Pentecostal pastor was watching TV while his family was asleep. And this young man had pastored a small church in rural America, and he'd grown to about 250 people. And while he was watching TV, he was convicted about the amount of TV that he was watching. And he thought to himself, what if I sell the TV and the time that I was using to watch television, I'm going to start to pray instead. So he spoke to his wife and they agreed to this kind of plan that David had under one condition. They would put an ad in the paper, and if the television sold within 30 minutes of the paper hitting the streets, then they would sell it. This was the plan that they had. So put the ad in the paper, and sure enough, after 29 minutes, the phone rang, and television was sold for $100. 2 weeks later, while he was praying, in one of these times that he committed himself to prayer, he sensed this real heaviness in his spirit, and picked up a magazine. And in the magazine, there was this article which read, "Mass Murder, Trial of a Teenage Gang." And he saw the picture of seven young men, part of a gang called the Dragons. And I'm sure that many of us have seen the movie and read the book. And a gang called the Dragons who had murdered a 15-year-old and wiped his blood through their hair. And as he saw this particular article and read this article, he began to weep, he began to cry. And he felt a prompting of the Holy Spirit to go there and begin to help these guys, to help these boys. And within 1 week, he was in the courtroom helping these boys, and the rest is history, as they say, because it was out of this prompting that Teen Challenge was actually formed, and the whole ministry of Teen Challenge began, which began out of a prompting by the Holy Spirit. Now, David Wilkinson couldn't see any of this. That David Wilkinson couldn't see any of the of how he could help this particular group of people. But it was in the Spirit's vision. And he took time to hear the voice of the Spirit. And because he took time to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, and because he obeyed the Spirit's prompting, a Teen Challenge was formed, and many young people's lives were changed. And his office is a plaque written by his daughter, and he says this. And it said this, "My dad is famous not because of who he is, but because he dared to listen when God wanted to hold a conversation." Are we willing to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying? I don't know about you, but more than ever, I believe we need to hear what the Spirit is saying to us. The Holy Spirit can see things in you that you can't see in yourself. The Holy Spirit can see potential in you that you can't see in yourself. And more than ever, we need to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. The Holy Spirit can see what's happening in the people around us that we can't see. We can only see, you know, a week or a month or a year from now. We can see certain things, but the Holy Spirit can see far beyond all of that. And the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you and to me. I think about my own life and I think about the times when the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. Where would I be without the voice of the Holy Spirit? I remember as a young man, I certainly didn't ever think of myself being a pastor in a church. That was the last thing that was on my mind. But, you know, one time I just decided, and I believe it was a prompting of the Holy Spirit, you know, as I was in church, just listening to the preaching, I just thought one day, you know, I'm going to go to Bible college. I want to just, you know, deepen my understanding of the Word. And so I obeyed that simple prompting and started to go to Bible college. And one time I was at this conference. It was a conference that was held in Adelaide every year. And I remember they had it outside. It was an outdoor conference. And as I was there, and I remember distinctly, the Holy Spirit said, I want you to leave your job and I want you to go to Bible college full time. And it was a simple prompting of the Holy Spirit. I didn't hear the audible voice of the Holy Spirit. It wasn't one of these, oh, Joe, you know, leave it. I didn't hear any voice like that. Didn't sound like any of that. It was just the simple, small, still voice of the Holy Spirit. How many of us have ever heard that small, still voice, you know, of the Holy Spirit where He's spoken to us? And it was leave your job and go to Bible college full time. And the Holy Spirit could see stuff in myself I could not see in myself. And so because of that, I went to my pastor and I said to him, you know, I just felt to leave my job and go to Bible college full time. What do you think? You know, got pastoral counseling. He said, great idea. Go for it. And so that one decision, that one prompting kind of started a domino effect in my life. That kind of brought me to where I am today because I went to Bible college. It was at Bible college I actually learned to write essays. I got a D in year 11 English. I wasn't doing very well in English. I was good at maths, but not very good at English at all. But it was in Bible college that I actually learned how to write essays and so on. I remember the first assignment that we had to fill in for Bible college, it was, you know, like 250 words of why you want to be in Bible college. And I said, 250 words, it's crazy. You know, what am I going to write? And I remember draft after, back then we didn't have computers, we had typewriters, that's how old I am, okay? Draft after draft after draft, you know, for 250 words, but got through that one, and then the first assignment, 500 words, and then 1,000 words, and then 2,000 words. And you know, while I was in Bible college, I had another prompting from the Holy Spirit, which was, I want you to apply to go to university. Now, I don't, you know, that might seem like nothing to you, but for me, university was far, far away. There was just, like for me, smart people went to university, not me. I didn't see myself, but the Holy Spirit could see stuff in me that I could not see in myself. There was no way that I could see. I remember working at Meijer as a salespeople, and there were all these university students, and I thought, oh, these guys are really smart. It's not something that was in my radar, but the Holy Spirit could see stuff that I couldn't see in myself. Listen carefully. The Holy Spirit can see things in you that you cannot see in yourself. Can see potential in you that you can't see in yourself. Applied for university and then, you know, one thing led to another. I remember the first 3 months of uni, it was nerve-wracking. You know, but I passed first year and second year and third year, and then I got automatic entry into honours. Some people had to apply to get into honours, but I got into honours, and then a few years later, actually completed a master's in psychology and so on. Now, that was stuff that was outside of my scope. There was no way that I ever expected to be that, you know. Being a pastor was never something that was in my radar at all. I used to see these guys who used to be pastors, and I thought, you know, I could never do that. That's just not me. Preached a few times, and I never thought that I did very well at all, and so on, you know, but God could see stuff inside of me that I could not see in myself. And the Holy Spirit spoke on different occasions, and because I obeyed the promptings of the Holy Spirit, here we are today. And I just want you to know that the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you. The Holy Spirit wants to speak to you because the Holy Spirit sees things in you that you cannot see in your own self. The Holy Spirit sees potential in your own life. You know, all of that began just by a simple prayer that I used to pray every day. Lord, do something with my life. Just do something with my life. And I remember just praying this prayer every single day. Lord, do something with my life. And I believe that if we open our hearts to the Holy Spirit, I believe if we open our hearts to listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, I believe that the Holy Spirit will begin to speak to us. The Holy Spirit spoke in each of these instances because there was someone who was willing to hear what the Holy Spirit was saying. The question is, are we willing to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church? Are we willing to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us? Because I believe the Holy Spirit is wanting to do some stuff in and through our lives. In every instance that we kind of heard in each of these four passages, there was someone who was open to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Again, the Bible says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." The question is, are we cultivating an openness to hear what the Spirit is saying? You know, we're living in a busy world. We're running a million miles an hour. We're racing. And it's so often it's so hard to just be able to stop and listen to what the Spirit is saying to us. In amongst all the voices that we're hearing, you know, it's so hard so often to just stop and hear what the Spirit is actually saying to us. And I believe more than ever we need to learn how to come into the presence of God and just still our spirit and just, you know, still all those voices and just learn to enter into the presence of God and learn to hear what the Spirit is actually saying to us. Before we will hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, we need to hear what the Spirit is saying to us as individuals. Do we have an ear to hear? Are we hearing what the Spirit is saying? Are we waiting on God before we make crucial decisions in our own lives? I think back to my own life at each of those crucial intersections where I wasn't sure what to do. What do I do next? So often I would just go into the presence of God and say, "God, what do you want me to do?" And the Holy Spirit would always speak and say, "I want you to do this." You know, being a pastor of a church is not easy. Any pastor will tell you that. Speak to Gerald, he'll tell you that it's not easy to be the pastor of a church. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned during this time of being a pastor is to learn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. So often we've got to make decisions and I don't know whether to go left or right. Do I make, you know, the decision A or B? And I've got no clue what to do, no clue whatsoever what to do. And so I go into the presence of God and I say, "God, you know, what do you want me to do, Lord? Because I've got no idea what to do right here." And so often I hear the Holy Spirit say, "Joe, I want you to go in this direction. I want you to do this." And then I go before the team and I say, "Guys, you know, I just really feel we need to do this." And, you know, God by His grace blesses and the guys think, "Oh, Joe, you're so spiritual, you're so smart, you're so this, you're such a great leader, blah, blah, blah." It's not true at all. It's not true. I've got a secret weapon. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that's guiding. And I believe the Holy Spirit wants to lead you. You know, before you make any crucial decisions in your life, just find out what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. What does God want you to do? What's the will of God for you? Learn to cultivate a heart that is open to hear what the Spirit is saying to you. As you've got to make decisions when you're at crossroads in your life about some of the important decisions that you need to make, but, you know, listen out for what the Holy Spirit is saying. Go into the presence of God. Cultivate an atmosphere where you're able to hear what the Spirit is saying. Are we fasting and praying and seeking the will of God for our own lives? How can we hear the voice of the Spirit? We need to pray. We need to seek after God. And we need to discern what the Spirit is saying to us. I believe that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. I believe more than ever that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. Question is, are we listening? And it may be like Philip to go to one person. It may be, you know, we talk about evangelism and the power of the gospel. And I believe more than ever, one of the great strategies of evangelism is to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. You know, maybe there's one person that needs to hear the gospel. Maybe there's one person that's struggling in their own lives. And maybe God wants to use us like Philip, like He used Philip to go to that one person. Or maybe like Peter, He wants us to go to a family and see a whole family come to a knowledge of Jesus Christ. Or maybe like Paul and Barnabas, you know, the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us to launch churches, to be missionaries, to go into the mission field. Or maybe like Paul, maybe suffering is ahead and to move into it. The most important thing we need to do is to discern what the Spirit is saying and respond in obedience. Here's the thing. If we don't listen to what the Spirit is saying, we will die as Christians and as individuals and as churches. And more than ever as a church, we need to hear what the Spirit is saying to us as a group and say, Lord, speak to us. Speak to us about the direction you want us to go in. Speak to us about the plans that you want us to do. There's a verse I came across a few weeks ago, and it's about David. And as David was drawing up the plans for Solomon, who was going to build the temple, and he says he drew up the plans according to what I forget the phrase exactly, but it was what the Lord had told him. It was what the Spirit had told him. He was drawing up the plans according to what God had told him to do. And I believe more than ever we need to hear what God is saying to us. I believe more than ever we need to hear what the Spirit is saying to us. And our plans need to be based on what the Spirit is saying to us as a church and as individuals. Because unless the Lord builds the house, the builders build in vain. The presence of God doesn't come when we follow a method. The presence of God comes when we hear and obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. As we look at history, we see many moves of God that died because they stopped listening to the Holy Spirit. They started to actually trust a method more than they actually started to listen to the voice of the Spirit. And I know that this church is a great church, and I know that this church is a church that, you know, loves the lost and not ashamed of the gospel and seeking after the lost. And I know that this is a Spirit-filled church. And I just want to encourage you to keep on listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying. Because I believe the Holy Spirit is still speaking today. And the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you as an individual. And the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us, even as a church. What ministries are beginning today that seem so small right now, but which God will use mightily in the years that lie ahead? Let's keep open to the wind of the Holy Spirit. I wonder if the pianist could just come and just play. Let's believe that the Lord wants to more greatly reach the lost through our churches as he has in the past. God says, in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit. And I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of what the Holy Spirit is doing in the last days. I want to be a part of what the Holy Spirit wants to do in and through our lives. Let's cry out with Habakkuk, Lord, I've heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds. Oh, Lord, renew them in our day and in our time. Make them known to us. And the Spirit said, and every time the Spirit spoke in the New Testament, things began to happen. Lives were changed. Families were changed. Destinies were changed. Would you be open to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you? Would you stand with me? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Just reach out to the Lord. I just want you to reach out to God. Just say, Holy Spirit, would you speak to my life? Would you speak to my life? I want to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit with greater clarity. I want to hear the Holy Spirit's voice for my life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, God. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, come amongst us. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. We need to hear from you, Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. 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 Praise your holy name, Lord God. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name, Lord God. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We glorify you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. Oh, Spirit, come amongst us. Holy Spirit, come amongst us. Holy Spirit, come amongst us. Holy Spirit, come and lead us. Holy Spirit, come and guide us. Holy Spirit, we need you more than ever, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we need you more than ever. To lead us and to guide us. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And God doesn't speak to church buildings. He speaks to individuals. And he speaks to people like you and me, to simple people like you and me. And I just want to encourage you to cultivate an ear that's open to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Joe, sometimes I'm not sure whether it's the voice of the Holy Spirit or me or whatever. Just spend more time with God. More time you spend with the Holy Spirit, the more you hear His voice. The clearer you'll hear His voice. The more time you spend with the Lord, the clearer you'll hear His voice. We need to be like little Samuel and say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Sometimes I grab my hands and I pray for my ears and I say, let my ears be open to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. God wants to speak to you. The Holy Spirit wants to speak to you. The Holy Spirit wants to speak about what He wants to do in you and through you. I pray that we would be open to hear the voice of the Spirit. And I believe the Holy Spirit wants to speak to this church more than ever. And the Holy Spirit wants to speak about what He wants to do with this church. And I just pray that we would be open to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit said, and the Spirit said, and the Spirit said, "Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father." Just say it. Just close your eyes. I just want you to just pray to God. Say, "Lord, would you speak to me? Would you speak to me, Lord God? Would you speak to me, Lord God? I want to hear your voice, Lord God. I want to hear your voice with greater clarity in the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus." I just wonder, there might be some people who would like to be prayed for tonight. There might be some people who want to say, "God, I want to commit myself to you in a greater and a deeper way. I've followed you up to now, but I want to commit myself to following you in a deeper way. I don't want to just have a, you know, kind of a toe. I want to follow you in a greater way, in a deeper way." And if that's you, maybe just come forward. It might be no one. It's all right. But I just feel it could be somebody just saying, "You know what, God? I don't want to just dabble in the things of God. I want more. I want more from you, God. I want more from you, Lord God. I want more from you, God. I want more of you, Lord God. I want you to use me. Just do something with my life, Lord God. Just do something with my life, Lord God." Maybe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. That's some of the things He wants to do with your life. Just come and just cry out to God. And, you know, Pastor Joe, do I need to come at the front? It's just a step of faith that's saying, "God, just do something. Do something, God. Do something with my life, Lord God. Do, Father God. Just use me, Lord God. I want to hear from you, Lord God. I want to hear your voice, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Just thank you, Father God. I just thank you, Father God. I just thank you, Father God. Holy Spirit, just come. Just come upon my sister in the name of Jesus. Just to let the anointing of the Holy Ghost just come right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name."
You have been listening to a podcast by the Caboolture Gospel Church. We hope you have enjoyed it. For more information, head to www.caboolturechurch.com.au.